So that's what happened. What was it? What day was it? I don't remember now.
Yeah, it was on Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
That was Tuesday.
And we've been suspended until right now.
But here we are.
Now, we do want to say a few things. First of all, should we explain what happened?
Yeah.
I want to give what was going on in my mind.
I think, and the scenario for sure.
Okay.
I think.
So we have the Baby Bump Olympics. We've been doing this, I don't know, this is the fourth or fifth one.
This is the fourth week.
Fourth one.
Uh-huh.
And you get points, and then the winner at the end gets, everyone has to pay him $20.
Mm-hmm.
Jason was tied with Mankisser Matt in first place. I was tied for third place.
With who?
Last place.
Intern Hugs. I had no points. I had 0 points. And we film this, you know, every time.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten contentious because there's been accusations of cheating in the past.
Every single week, it seems that the tension was building and building.
Sure.
And you guys got more and more competitive.
It is competitive.
It
and,
is.
And the tension of the cheating and the accusation of the cheating was primarily by one person.
And there's been one person who I would say cheated.
Okay.
Or I thought, I thought cheated. I thought this is what led up to it. And so we had the baby bottle challenge. This is embarrassing.
I know.
It's the baby bottle challenge. And so we all had the same amount of milk in our baby bottles.
And I can attest to that. You did. Yes.
And then we all went. And within like 20 seconds, Jason finished it. I think Mankisser Matt, myself, Jared, and intern Hugs maybe drank an ounce.
Maybe. Total.
Maybe.
And so I just went to reach for Jason Goodman's bottle to see because I'm like, wait, this is no way. Maybe there's a whole bigger hole in his nipple. I'm not sure. Not your nipple, the baby bottle nipple.
Uh-huh.
And when I went to do it, I saw him swing and he was coming chopping down at my hand and I didn't know what he was going to do. And so my natural reaction was to shove him away.
Mm-hmm. And can I just stop right there?
Yes.
Yeah.
At that point, this is very crucial.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I was just like, swinging it out of his hand to kind of be more funny, like, I don't want you to see it.
Sure.
So it wasn't a big deal. It was when you, I wouldn't say shoved, I would say when you pushed me into the wall, was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know, because we always go at it, but like just a natural instinct when someone is swinging at you, because I wasn't looking at him straight on. I was looking kind of down. I just saw an arm coming.
Most people do.
Jason is short.
Get it out of the way.
Right, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, and so that was my natural reaction. Then I pushed him, he pushed me back, then we end up in the hallway pushing each other.
Right.
And the next thing we know, we're cool, you know, 5 minutes later, like most guys are. We have like a very brother
type relationship. Let me explain
that. As it has been in the past.
Right.
So not that you guys have ever touched each other.
No.
But that you guys fight and fight and fight and fight, and then 5 seconds later, you're best friends. You want to go to lunch together?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have been to the point more furious than what just that little pushing match that just happened.
Yeah.
I have been way more furious over Jared, like to the point where I'm steaming.
Mm-hmm.
And literally 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, that's cool, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's how guys are, though. It's cool. And then, of course, it went out of our control.
Turned into something that we didn't know.
Yeah. You know, and over the weekend and over the days that we were suspended, I was thinking, well, first of all, you get a little bit worried about your job, but I'm thinking, you know.
A little bit worried about your job?
Well,
a lot worried about your job?
Totally
I guarantee you cried.
Up.
I guarantee you cried
did
over
you?
The weekend.
I was thinking about having Ava and Eli call our general manager and be like, my daddy needs his job.
Please, we're so hungry.
You start thinking of every stop.
Yes.
I mean, then you're like, should I start applying places?
Mm-hmm.
But then I try to think from our GM's perspective, like, well, what could he do? I don't know. But it just seemed kind of...
I'm shocked over that little sissy little pushing shoving match.
I'm embarrassed by it.
I'm embarrassed because
I didn't get a good enough push.
Because honestly...
Jason!
Really, though, I mean, it was it was like a little shoving pushing match and all of a sudden it erupted into all this and suspension and all this. I'm like, come on, he didn't even see it yet.
So
instant judge is... Suspension?
So you wish that for the punishment, you would have really gotten one in. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
if I had to go through what I just went through and then had to be silent and I wanted to strangle people on Facebook.
Oh.
Yes, I wish I got a punch in.
Because, you know, we're all friends here. We hang out with each other outside of work and we get along. And we bicker. We do bicker like brothers and sisters. And
more Jared the sister, me the brother.
Okay. The small brother.
Here
the
we
younger,
go again.
Small tag-along brother.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we do that. And I never felt more bad for Jason when I started reading Facebook comments.
Ever in my whole life.
I was like, what?
It's rough.
And I was the cause of all of it.
Uh-huh.
I was the cause before.
You made me push you.
Yeah.
Immediately, no matter what, before anybody knew or saw anything, I was the cause of this whole demise.
I felt so bad for you, Jason.